something else to worry about when it comes to greenhouse gases. Who knew that freshwater lakes produce so much methane and carbon dioxide? Scientists in Cambridge have found that warm temperatures and plants in lakes dramatically increase emissions into the atmosphere. Well, Dr. Andrew Tanazap is head of ecosystems and global change at the University of Cambridge, and he joins me live from Cambridge now. How are you, Andrew?
I'm all right, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So before we start chatting about greenhouse gases, let's make it clear to the audience that carbon dioxide, speaking as a meteorologist, is actually a relatively weak greenhouse gas. Methane is 20 times more powerful a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So it's quite a potent one, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. And actually, it might even be more potent than that 20 times, depending on how you do the accounting and the time window that you're looking over. So, yeah, methane, even though it's less sort of abundant in the atmosphere, is really one we need to be concerned about, given just how potent it is.
Okay, so we tend to think of freshwater lakes. You know, I went to the Lake District a few months ago, beautiful and clean, and yet we've got these studies. So first of all, tell us, which lakes have you been looking at, and what is it in them that's creating this dangerous greenhouse gas?
Yeah, so as you'll know, and I hope many of your listeners will know, all life really that we know of is carbon based. So there's carbon in everything around us, and when plants and animals die, and sometimes when they release compounds into the environment, let's say from the roots of trees that are trying to interact with each other, there's all this carbon-based material in the natural environment, which we call organic matter. And that organic matter is the sort of food staple of microorganisms. And microorganisms, when they're chewing this organic matter, breaking it down, they're producing carbon dioxide and methane. And you might be thinking, well, you know, what difference? How much methane, how much carbon dioxide can some bacteria or fungi in the soil actually produce? But, you know, microbes are the most abundant things on Earth. If you were to take all the microbes on Earth and weigh them, they'd probably weigh about 45 times more than all the animals on Earth. Goodness. So they're super abundant, and there's this massive pool of them producing these greenhouse gases.
Have you got any idea of how much gas exactly? And I suppose the question is this a surprise? Because have we not always had freshwater lakes on planet Earth, and has this not always happened?
Exactly. No, it has. And, you know, part of the issue is that we actually, as scientists, haven't been getting a handle enough on the amount of greenhouse gases coming from lakes, because lakes are just a really small proportion of the Earth's land surface. So they only cover about 4% of land area. So climate scientists, I think, have tended to overlook them as important sort of areas for greenhouse gas production because they're not very common. But it turns out that they might actually produce way more than that 4%. So they're disproportionately important for producing and emitting these greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. And we've only really started to appreciate that with better measurements over the last decade or so.
So obviously this is going to have an impact on global warming, climate change. You know, how real is this problem? We've heard from politicians this last week that, you know, they're falling over themselves saying we're going to plant even more trees than you, millions of them. This is something that needs to be taken seriously, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. So like I said, you know, there's this great uncertainty still in just how much carbon is emitted from lakes up into the atmosphere. And at the same time, actually, lakes are taking carbon and they're burying it into the mud, into the sediment on the bottom of the lakes. And so even though what we show in our study is that more forest cover around lakes might increase the amount of organic matter going into them and thereby basically feed the microbes, if you will, we don't really know how much of that organic matter actually might end up buried in the lake bottom in the mud, and some of that might offset the greenhouse gases that are emitted to the atmosphere. And I guess if you zoom out and look at it at a sort of even wider landscape scale, I mean, the forests themselves are going to be storing more carbon in a warmer climate, or if we're planting more trees around lakes. So actually, there needs to be a lot better accounting of the carbon in whole landscapes.
It's another example, isn't it, of unintended consequences. If we plant more trees and more of the leaves go into the lakes, this subject seems to be littered with them.
Yeah, exactly right. So the naive conclusion might be, let's just drain all the lakes, 'cause just fill them in with concrete. But like I said, these emissions need to be taken in the context of actually what's buried in the bottom of the lake, how much extra carbon is trapped in the forests, in the trees, and in the soils around the lakes. And so these sorts of budgeting exercises need to be carried out at a landscape scale, thinking not just about what's happening in the forests, but also what's happening in the waters.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating stuff. Certainly, the next time I go up to the Lake District, I'll have one eye on what's actually going on underneath the surface. But for now, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Andrew Tanazap, Head of Ecosystems and Global Change at the University of Cambridge.
Thank you very much, Paul.